DeepEnglish.com.
Psychics, Cowards, and Con Artists. Active Speaking, Part D. Moyes and the Commander were greedy and thought they could use Jones and Hill's powers to make them rich. Who was greedy? Moyes and the Commander were greedy. Did they think they could use Jones and Hill to make them rich? Yes, they thought they could use Jones and Hill to make them rich. Earlier in the war, Armenian prisoners had been massacred at Yozgad. Who had been massacred at Yozgad? Armenian prisoners had been massacred at Yozgad. One of these Armenians was a very rich man who was rumored to have buried his money. Was this man rumored to have escaped? No, this man wasn't rumored to have escaped. He was rumored to have buried his money. Jones and Hill were happy to help their captors find it. Were Jones and Hill happy to help? Yes, Jones and Hill were happy to help. The spirits told Jones that the Armenian didn't want to tell any one person where he buried the money. Who told this to Jones? The spirit told this to Jones. Instead, he buried three clues to where his gold was and told three different people where the clues were. What did he bury? He buried three clues to where his gold was. Who did he tell where the clues were? He told three different people where the clues were. Jones said that two of the people had died, but their spirits revealed the locations of the buried clues. How did they learn the locations of the buried clues? The spirits revealed the locations of the buried clues. Jones and Hill learned how to write Armenian and buried these clues ahead of time. Did the Armenian really bury these clues? No, the Armenian didn't really bury these clues. Jones and Hill buried these clues. Moyes and the commander dug them up. But without the third clue, they were useless. What was useless? The two clues were useless without the third clue. The holder of the final clue was a businessman living in Constantinople. Who was the holder of the final clue? A businessman living in Constantinople was the holder of the final clue. Hill tried to use his telepathy to access this man's mind, but the distance was too far. Did Hill try to use the phone to access this man's mind? No, Hill didn't try to use the phone to access this man's mind. He tried to use telepathy to access this man's mind. Was the distance too far? Yes, the distance was too far. Moyes said they would have to travel there. What did Moyes say? Moyes said they would have to travel there. At first, Jones and Hill said no. They must stay in the camp and be with their friends. But Moyes persisted. Finally, they agreed. Did Jones and Hill agree right away? No, Jones and Hill didn't agree right away. They said no. They must stay in the camp and be with their friends. Did Moyes persist? Yes, Moyes persisted. And did they agree? Yes, they finally agreed. With Moyes' help, Jones and Hill faked madness to get permission from the camp doctors to travel to a mental hospital in Constantinople. Did Jones and Hill fake madness? Yes, Jones and Hill faked madness. Why did Jones and Hill fake madness? Jones and Hill faked madness to get permission from the camp doctors to travel. Moyes just wanted the money, but Jones and Hill saw this as their ticket to freedom. Who just wanted the money? Moyes just wanted the money. What did Jones and Hill want? Jones and Hill wanted their freedom. Their plan was to act so crazy in Constantinople that they would be released in a prisoner exchange. Was their plan to act so crazy in Constantinople that they would be released in a prisoner exchange? Yes, their plan was to act so crazy in Constantinople that they would be released in a prisoner exchange. Their plan went off without a hitch. What went off without a hitch? Their plan went off without a hitch. After 6 months of persistently faking madness in a Constantinople mental hospital, they were put on a prisoner exchange ship and sent to England. Did they fake madness in a Constantinople mental hospital? Yes, they faked madness in a Constantinople mental hospital. How long did they fake madness? They faked madness for 6 months. Were they put on a prisoner exchange ship? Yes, they were put on a prisoner exchange ship. Where were they sent? They were sent to England. Of course, not before making Moyes believe that the third clue was lost, but not to worry. Did they make him believe the third clue was lost? Yes, they made him believe the third clue was lost. Did they tell him not to worry? Yes, they told him not to worry. The spirit said he was not just going to be rich, he was also going to rule the world. What did the spirit say? The spirit said he was not just going to be rich, he was also going to rule the world. They said he must go home and wait. When the time was right, all would be revealed. What did Moyes need to do? Moyes needed to go home and wait. What would be revealed? All would be revealed. Until then, the Spirit said, he must walk humbly, do justly, and live a righteous and austere life. Did the Spirit say, he must walk humbly and do justly? Yes, the Spirit said he must walk humbly and do justly. What else did they say he must do? They said he must live a righteous and austere life. Moyes happily returned home. Did Moyes angrily return home? No, Moyes didn't angrily return home. He happily returned home. That was the last they ever saw of Moyes. But they did receive 3 letters from him over the years, asking when they would return to Turkey and help him fulfill his destiny. Was that the last they ever saw of Moyes? Yes, that was the last they ever saw of Moyes. Was he waiting for them to return to Turkey and help him fulfill his destiny? Yes, he was waiting for them to return to Turkey and help him fulfill his destiny.